Giant Radio Original Podcast.
Welcome back. Did you get a chance to read more about Prahlada? He ruled for a long time on earth. His devotion to Lord Vishnu spread far and wide. It didn't stop just with him. His grandson also followed his path. Any guesses who his grandson was? You must have heard of him in some story, somewhere, sometime. There's a famous festival about him that's celebrated in Kerala, rather for him. Yes, King Bali. King Bali was very noble and kind. He was a devotee of Lord Vishnu. After Samudra Manthan, the churning of the ocean, in which the Asuras teamed up with the gods to get the nectar, Bali was defeated by the Devas led by Indra. Bali was unconscious, but he was brought back by Shukracharya with Sanjeevini Mantra. Shukracharya became his guru or teacher. Bali would not let Indra go without being punished for what he did to him. He performed a great yajna or sacrifice and regained his strength. He attacked Devaloka and ransacked all the wealth of the gods. Gods had to flee and hide in some place to save themselves. Bali was a devotee of Lord Vishnu and a noble king, so Indra and his team could not confront him. Bali grew stronger and mightier by performing several yajnas and enjoyed the wealth and affluence of the Devaloka. He accumulated wealth and was swelling with pride. He felt like the lord of the three worlds and was filled with vanity. Aditi, the mother of all gods and wife of sage Kashyapa, could not see her son's suffering, bereft of all their wealth. She took on a severe vow and, living only on water, prayed to Lord Narayana to save her sons and give them back their wealth. Lord Narayana, pleased with her prayers, promised to be born as her son and to do whatever was befitting. A child was born to Aditi, who grew up to be very tiny. He was called Vamana, a dwarf. He learned the Vedas and became a learned boy, completing all the ritualistic practices as the son of a sage. Around that time, King Bali decided to perform a great sacrifice on the banks of River Narmada. He was donating his wealth to people as a part of the sacrifice. When Lord Vamana visited the place, Bali welcomed him with all humility, washed the Lord's feet, and asked the Lord what he would wish to have, to ask him for money, jewels, or anything he might desire. Vamana said he just needed 3 footsteps of land. Bali looked at the tiny figure below him and wondered. He suggested that he could offer more. He said he was the lord of the land and was capable of giving anything in the world. The Lord insisted that he would be happy with just the 3 steps. However, Shukracharya, Bali's guru, understood that the dwarf was Lord Vishnu, who had come to end Bali's reign, and so forbid Bali from agreeing to gift anything to him. But Bali, being the host of the sacrifice, also a noble king, said that it was improper to withdraw his promise. Bali agreed to offer the 3 steps of land to Vamana and tried to pour water from his jar to complete the ritual of offer. But Shukracharya turned into a tiny bug and blocked the water from pouring. Lord Vamana took a small grass called Darba and pierced the hole that actually hurt Shukracharya's eyes. Finally, the offering ritual was completed. The moment Bali finished the process, Lord Vamana started growing into a size that touched the sky. He kept growing, pervading the entire earth, the sky, and the worlds beyond. With his first step, he covered the entire earth. And his second step, he covered the worlds above earth. And there was no vacant place where he could take his third step. Within minutes, Bali was deprived of everything in just two steps. Lord Vamana asked for a place to keep his third step. King Bali realized his mistake. His arrogance and pride had made him forget the strength of the Lord. But he did not go back on his words. To keep up his promise, Bali surrendered to the Lord and asked the Lord to keep his third step on his head. Lord Vishnu was pleased with Bali's devotion and sent him to the netherworlds to be the ruler there. And he promised to be the doorkeeper of Bali's kingdom. Bali, even though born as an asura, because of his truthfulness and devotion, earned Lord's love. That ends the fifth avatar of Lord Vishnu. Now, do you remember how many of the dashavataras we finished? Do let me know what avataras we are yet to complete. Until then, goodbye.